Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to the lane splitting story. This kid on a crotch rocket right after 5:30.
Oh,
and I'm always get a little frustrated when the media tells you how to kind of live your life. You know, weather guy says, "Hey, it's going to be down to 15 tomorrow. You might want to get your heavy coat out when you get out the door and go to work."
I want a stocking cap.
Thanks. I know how to dress myself. But as just a PSA, a little reminder, it is raining, as you know. When you get in your car, state law is that if you're using your wipers, your headlights have to be on. I'm just trying to get you out of a ticket. If you use your wipers, headlights have to be on.
And we hope you're using your wipers because it's raining.
Right. Now, you might want to grab your rain gear.
It's also dark. Why aren't your headlights on already?
Great. No.
Do not get me started.
I was driving home last night. There were no fewer than two. And listen, my drive home is a little bit longer than it used to be when I live right down the street. So it's 25 minutes, 30 minutes if I get stuck in traffic. I passed no fewer, I believe, three people last night after 6 o'clock. It is dark, and I don't understand it. Are the lights inside of your car illuminated, but you don't have your lights on the outside?
The dashboard would be dark.
Right.
And to your point, Shawnee Mission Parkway is not well lit enough, especially further down,
right,
to not have headlights on.
Well, and are people just not paying attention? Because I've driven behind a vehicle, and I drive a very tall, high-profile vehicle, and in these situations, it is a smaller vehicle where I know that I'm already blinding them. I've driven behind a vehicle flashing my brights at them for like 5 solid minutes, and they never react.
No, if you were doing that in my rearview mirror, I would freak out and think you were trying to initiate me into some kind of gang.
I just want you to turn your headlights on so that we're all safer on the road.
Or murder you for his initiation.
Correct.
Well. But no, I'm serious. I saw three drivers last night.
I say it all the time.
Without their headlights on.
All the time.
And I mean, how can you be so numbskulled? I mean, your interior. Help me, Sam. You're the mechanic on the show. If my headlights are not on, my interior lights are not on as well. Is that correct?
No. So with daytimers, they do illuminate your interior lights. Now they're not as bright as when you have your full lights on, but they will still be illuminated. And if people aren't paying attention, they're not going to notice that their lights are not on.
The only time I've accidentally done it was once when I borrowed my daughter's car. And I didn't realize that the A for automatic is always what I have mine on. So it just knows.
Me too.
She had turned hers on and then turned them off. And so I just get in the car, assuming it's an A when it was not. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Scott, you immediately see that the dash is not illuminated. Sorry.
Sam, if I move my lights to the off position, that's not going to illuminate the interior lights.
I don't get it.
Correct, but if they're in like auto, right, or if you have them in the daytime setting.
Right, but in auto, it at night, the headlight should automatically come on anyway.
Okay, but do you, at the red light then, do the universal symbol for roll your window down and go, turn on your lights?
No, you're on your own. Because
I always flash my lights at them.
To me that says there's a cop up ahead.
Right.
By the way, speaking of cop up ahead, you know what I've noticed does not exist anymore and was rampant in our culture in the 80s? Where are radar detectors these days?
What do you mean?
Like the little thing that you put on your dash?
Yes, remember everybody in the 80s had little radar detectors in their cars. Every one of my friends had a radar detector.
Because we were all young and stupid. I don't even know that those things work anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do, and I know a lot of people with them.
All right.
I don't know anybody.
You know why? Because we're old, and we obey the traffic laws.
But we have kids.
People who drive on the highway a lot find themselves often driving 10 miles over the speed limit. Not the correct thing to do. But the people that I know that drive on the highway every single day of their lives for extended distances have them in their vehicle because when they're getting that 10, 15 over the speed limit, they want to know it's time to slow down.
Okay. A Welsh woman was fined and hit with a restraining order for sending her boyfriend's ex-partner a series of videos of herself farting as part of a bizarre harassment campaign. Rhiannon Evans, 25 years old, pestered her boyfriend's ex, Deborah.
Wait, why is this felonious?
Well,
it's childish.
Well, in Wales, she was hit with a restraining order and a fine. I don't know that it was a felony, but sent her boyfriend's ex a series.
Just block her on your.
A series of videos of herself farting. Rhiannon Evans, who's 25, pestered her boyfriend's ex, Deborah, with multiple videos of herself laughing while cutting the cheese directly into the camera. Says a prosecutor, Diane Williams.
We involved prosecutors in this?
It was purely malicious. She was smirking throughout, found it hilarious, but the victim did not.
That's a long one.
Okay.
Evans' lawyers argued that their gassy client was drunk at the time that she sent the taunting toot tapes.
Oh, so they were oily.
And said she suffered from mental health problems.
God. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to get through a legitimate news story, and you two hacks, you're playing fart noises, and you're over there offering commentary. Her lawyers also claim that Evans did not know that sending the videos was a criminal offense.
I wouldn't have known that.
And wondered why the woman receiving the unwanted messages didn't just block her phone number.
Bingo.
However, the winds did not break in her favor at court.
I love the New York Post.
Evans pleaded guilty to pursuing a course of conduct amounting to harassment. She has to go to 15 rehab sessions.
It was a big-ass boom.
Was it a nine-wig boom boom?
Marcia, can you tell us why you're here today?
She has to go to 15 rehab sessions, 60 days of abstinence from alcohol, and she will be monitored, and a two-year restraining order from Deborah.
It was a big ass boom.
I'm crying.
I can think of a lot of reasons. One would involve police over legitimate harassment, either here or across the pond. Yes. This is not one of them.
It is a solid number two, though.
Yeah, it is.
Really, Sam?
Enough. Okay. NASA's two-stroke I can't.
You can't even read.
NASA's two stuck astronauts took their first spacewalk together today, exiting the International Space Station almost 8 months after moving in. Commander Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore floated out to perform maintenance work and wipe down the station's exterior for evidence of any microbes that might still be alive after launching from Earth and escaping through the vents. They're supposed to come home. I think they're coming home next month.
Something was escaping.
All right. Okay. We will get to crotch rocket traffic splitting in just a moment.
The old lane splitter.
Right.
Do you know that is legal, by the way, in some states? Probably not the way it was done last night.
It's not just legal in the state of California. It is encouraged.
Yeah.
That it's encouraged at 75 miles an hour on a highway.
I don't think anybody would encourage it at that speed. But if you're stuck in, bumper to bumper traffic, that's one more vehicle that you get out of line.
All right. I have actually seen a police officer in LA traffic next to a motorcycle say, dude, go.
Split the lane.
What are you doing? You're slowing everybody else down by sitting in traffic.
Yeah, because you're just another vehicle that everybody has to wait for.
Yep.
All right, 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.